In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the Lake Show. Steve Thompson in for Henry Lake tonight. Chris Tubbs alongside. And here in the cities, we're waiting. We're waiting for the arrival of winter. It is on our doorstep. And the radar is showing that it's snowing and blowing up north. We had rain move through. But as you heard a moment ago, that rain will change over to snow. And sometime before the end of the show tonight, we'll see snow. And then the wind is going to crank up. And it'll be a quick hitter. And the ground is still pretty warm, so a lot of this stuff is going to eventually melt, and then we're going to get kind of the first real cold air of winter. Now, I know officially it's late fall, and winter doesn't officially begin until we get the shortest day of the year in December, close to the holidays. But it is one of those kind of rites, if you will, of living up north. Here in the Midwest, and that is preparing for the arrival of Old Man Winter. And I knew it was coming, and we all knew it was coming, because 365 days a year in these parts, we pay very close attention to the weather. We hang on every word, whether it's summer and storms threaten, spring or summer, or this time of year. Going to get cold. We might get snow. And we really had a pretty nice autumn and an opportunity for us to get yard work done. Now, I have to laugh that I never quite get everything where I want it to be, and always in the day or two before it gets really cold or we're going to get that first snow, I'm kind of scrambling, clearing the garage, putting the bikes away, putting the summer yard maintenance equipment, getting out the snow thrower, doing the transition from the shed to the garage and from the garage to the shed, and throwing out some junk and making room for my wife's car. I still park outside. That's what kind of guy I am. But I was certainly on track. And the Viking game Sunday helped, because it was so terrible, I was able to give up in the game early and go out and get more chores done. So a tip of the cap to the Vikes and their dreadful performance in Green Bay allowed me to get a little more work done in advance. But one of the things I always do is that clean the garage, clean the shed, move the stuff from one to the other depending on the season. And to me, that's probably the biggest prep. And then for the sake of my neighbors and the sake of the landscape, try to get all the cleanup done. Clean up the hostas, the peonies, of course. Those need to be cut down to the ground in the fall, in my opinion. I've had good luck with peonies for the better part of 20 years, and I cut them right down to the ground in the fall. Clean up the hostas, clean up the daylilies, other garden debris, of course, and then try and get as many leaves as I can so my neighbors don't inherit those. So that's kind of my routine. Certainly drain the hoses, roll those up, get put away in the shed. But what I want to know is, what's in your get ready for winter routine? Because I did drive by a couple of stores on my way from my full-time job here to CCO Radio, and they were busy. And people are stocking up, even though it's going to be a quick hitter, and you're going to probably be able to get out and about tomorrow without much trouble. Morning commute may be troublesome, but certainly by later in the morning should be in good shape. Once again, the ground's warm. But what is that routine? Now, Chris Tubbs, I want to run that by you. Is there anything you do in preparation to get ready? You know, I've got the yard work. I've got the transition from the garage to the shed and from the shed to the garage and so on and so forth. So I've been busy. I've been busy like a squirrel for the last couple of weeks getting all that done.
You know, since we've come back, Steve, we actually rent.
So you're living large.
Yeah, we let the HOA take care of it. Right. We are sloppy as hell. We're just like, nah, yeah. You guys do that. The only thing I really make sure is that we are prepared, winterizing our vehicles, and make sure that we've got ice scrapers and things like that. Like, we can actually control. Outside of that, in terms of like the lawn work or anything like that, we make sure that the garage is clean and, you know, doesn't have the clutter in terms of, like, you know, leaves and everything that'll blow in. But outside of that, like, no, we don't have to do a whole lot, which is, I mean, kind of nice because I'm kind of lazy.
Well, and, you know, that is a benefit. There is no doubt about it. I take a certain pride in it because I was out in the garage and getting things ready. And was so proud. The garage was clean. There was plenty of room for my wife to park her vehicle in when she got home from work today. It looked really good. And the old snow thrower, and I've told this story before, I bought a Cub Cadet almost 30 years ago. When we moved back to the cities from South Dakota, and we bought a house and I needed a snow thrower. My days of shoveling snow ended. And I bought one, and this thing still runs. Get this. I pulled it out of the shed last night, and I run it out of fuel and make sure everything's lubricated properly.
Okay.
Inflated the tires, put clean fuel in it, fresh fuel, checked the oil. It started on the first pull.
No
this
way.
Thing is,
really?
This thing is 28 years old.
Oh, dude, you got to go buy a lottery ticket.
I'm telling you, this thing has been a gem. Now, I've taken care of it. Always drain the fuel. Always keep good oil in it.
Yeah.
Always lubricate it. Always make sure the tires are inflated. And it doesn't get a ton of use in any given winter. Half a dozen times. Some winters more, some less. My point being is this thing doesn't owe me a dime. I'm not kidding you, Chris Tubbs. I pull the old Cub Cadet, wheel it out into the driveway. Like I say, didn't fill it with fuel. Filled it about half full with brand new, non-oxygenated fuel. Don't put the ethanol fuel in your small engines. That's a tip from Uncle Steve. Primed it. First pull, it fired up. Ready to roll.
How many times has that happened to you? Like, you get it ready first?
It is kind of a first or second pull.
Okay.
But this year, 2025, 28 years of service, it fired right up.
Thank you for your service.
I was beaming with pride. I was looking for someone to high five. I went in the house. I told my wife, and she looked at me like, okay. And you want a cookie? I was so proud.
See the,
of
the
this old
machine. See the
that is pride.
If
right
it
there.
If it doesn't happen though, guess what? You're going to be upset, and then she's going to ask, "Well, why are you upset?" Well, if it doesn't happen, like I think that was selfish on her part not to live in your joy. for having that. Because if it doesn't happen, then you got to figure out how. And guess what? If it doesn't work, it's going to affect her.
Small engine noise annoys her. So that was probably part of it. It's like, what is he doing now? He's making noise out there. Why is he doing it? It's getting late. It's time to quiet things down. So what I wanted to throw out for you, and we've already got some texts, and our number is 651-461-9226. What are your prep for winter? And I'm not talking panic and panic buying and stocking up like you're going to be holed up for a month. I'm talking about what is your late fall prep for winter need to get it done. And we got a great one on the text line. I just absolutely love this. Prepping for winter means putting plastic film on certain windows with bad drafts.
Old houses that don't have good insulation, I totally understand that.
You put that stuff on, you shrink it with the hair dryer, the stuff is amazing.
Yep.
It really is amazing. So that's a good one. Also, here's one, and this is kind of think spring, think summer. This text says, please tell Steve for that last touch of summer, Minnesota State Fair tickets for 2026 are only $15 today only. Now, we've got to confirm that. Maybe we can do it during the break. You could get your Christmas shopping started early. You know, and think about it. What a way, you know, to think summer or even the end of summer and throw some 2026 State Fair tickets in someone's stocking this holiday season. All right, quick break. We'll come back. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. We're still waiting for winter here in the cities. I know it's snowing elsewhere. If it is, drive safely. Take care. We'll have more. By the way, how do you get ready for winter? What are some of the things you need to do to get ready? 651-461-9226. That is good for a call or text here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Here we go. after a lovely weekend, getting all those chores done, and knowing that it was going to get snowy and windy in these parts. The heaviest rain moving over the St. Croix into western Wisconsin. We will see snow a little bit later, before the end of the show. We're on the air until 9 here on the Lake Show. Stephen for Henry, Chris Tubbs is here. How do you get ready for winter? And I kind of laid out my routine in the fall and getting stuff done. We bring in Jeff from Sauk Rapids. Jeff, always good to visit with you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yeah.
How do you get ready? I've got a four-stall heated garage.
Oh.
One stall for my wife's car, one stall for my truck, one stall for my Dodge Challenger RT, and the other one for the two garden tractors, and that's the story right there.
Well, you're all set.
Oh, yeah. One of the garden tractors is a 97 John Deere. And I use it for cutting grass and blowing snow and everything all through its life. Unfortunately, when I bought it, I kept the blower from the previous tractor, which was about 3 or 4 years old. Well, sooner or later, I just plainly wore out that blower.
Wow.
And I could not replace it. It was just junk. So, okay, no more snow blowing with that tractor because I can't get a blower. They didn't make them anymore. I'm all done.
So you ended up getting a new one?
Yeah, but my old one wasn't worth much, so I kept it because she was running like a dream.
Yeah.
A 97 model with a 17-horse Kawasaki motor.
Running forever.
So I just bought a new one with a 44-inch snowblower on it, so 24 horse.
Well, that heated garage, you're ready to roll with that equipment. Now, is there anything other in your routine that you do that you got to, you know, it's one of those things before it gets cold, before we get that first snow, is there anything you absolutely have to do to make sure you're ready?
I drain the garden hoses, get them out
of
the way.
Sure.
That's
yeah.
about it. But I'll tell you what, I've got a fairly long driveway by residential standards.
Yeah.
And when I roll up the door and bust out of here with that big John Deere, when I get halfway down the driveway, my chute is throwing the snow across the street already.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. All right, Jeff, have a good night. Thanks for the call. Happy Thanksgiving. And there he is, Jeff Sauk Rapids. From our text line, we got some good ones. Make sure the car is in good shape, winter clothes. I have a condo, so home prep, not a big priority. They got it right, just like Chris Tubbs. They've got it all figured out that way. Another one is cleaning out the gutters. This is huge. Always waiting too long to fully clean out the gutters. I did it a couple of weeks ago and again on Sunday. Was able to do a second round, get all the leaves out, one run water through any clogged downspouts. And they said thank you to the Vikings as well. I got an extra couple hours. They were so bad on Sunday I couldn't stand it. I'm like, I'm going to go out and get some work done. So there is another one that got more chores done thanks to how rotten the Vikings were Sunday at Lambeau Field.
So it really wasn't a wasted day for people.
No,
then.
It wasn't.
It
wasn't.
You focused in another direction. You were productive.
Yeah, I wasn't going to sit in there for 3 hours and go through that punishment. I got something done, and it sounds like other folks did on our text line. Someone said, Steve, congrats on your service. I think they meant to text accomplishment on keeping that old Cub Cadet snow thrower. It's a two-stage. It's not gigantic, but pulled it out of the shed, put some fresh fuel in it, one pull, ready to roll. Oh, I'm still beaming thinking about that. Here's one weather-wise. We're on the way to northwest Wisconsin and hit heavy snow at 35 at 70 in Grantsburg. Visibility and roads are lousier. Our plan was to get ahead of it. So once again, take it easy. You don't have to get too far out of the cities to run into the snow, particularly north of the cities. That rain continues to track east, northeast. The snow we're going to get is kind of wrapping around from the Dakotas and moving our way. Still an hour and a half, couple hours out here in the cities. Here's another one. My winter prep is almost exactly as you described yours. The difference is I keep my wife's parking spot in the garage clear all year long. I park outside all year. Happy Thanksgiving, Joe, in Maple Grove. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Joe. Here's the deal. We've got an older house. It was built in the mid-50s. So it is a two-car garage, but it's small. And we've got stuff, and I have a shed. But with the John Deere, I've got a John Deere riding tractor like Jeff and Sauk Rapids. I don't have two, but I have one. And then we got the push mower and this and that. We got bikes. It's just easier to have the extra storage, so I park outside year-round. And then my wife's fine most of the time. We will make room if we're expecting hail, and we want to avoid hail damage on her vehicle, if at all possible. But, you know, from, say, end of November through early spring, she's in the garage, and that vehicle's in the garage. But this guy's probably a better husband than me because he's got that spot in the garage for his wife. Here is a huge one from our text line and prep for winter. And this is really good year-round when we've talked to the HVAC guys on the weekend. Furnace filter. Filters, filters, filters.
Yeah, see, that is one thing that we
huge.
Do have to take. That's one thing that we do
yep.
take care of in our townhouse yep. is that we do take care of our filters.
Yeah, and that is one. Depending on the size of the filter, when I've talked to HVAC guys, I've got the bigger, thicker 5-inch filter, and I do that about 3 times a year, once at the beginning of the heating season, one time through the middle of the heating season, and then I'll do it in the spring before the air comes on. So it's 3, maybe 4 times a year, but depending on the size of the filter, sometimes you got to change more. And when my oldest became a homeowner, that's one of the things I said, you got to change your filters. Let's figure out what you need and show you how to do it. Filters, filters, filters when it comes to your furnace, for sure. The forest air. Here's another good one. You don't think about it in warmer weather months. This is huge. Especially if you travel outside of the cities, but it's even, if you stay in town, an emergency kit in the car. And they're available online. They got them at Target. They've got them everywhere. O'Reilly. Get a kit in your car. And if you're going to go out of town, obviously you want to let people know where you're going. Really, really good stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's one thing that I even learned when I was a kid. It's like, I joke about always having the ice scraper with me, and the brush. I even keep it in my car in the middle of summertime. But yes, absolutely have that kit in your trunk.
Yeah, for sure. And we travel, and if my wife's family's in South Dakota, so we make that trek, particularly around the holidays sometimes. We'll make that run. We used to make it more when the kids were little. But certainly around the holidays, weather permitting. And we've always got the extra blankets in the winter kit. That is huge. Here's a good one. This is important. Winter means turning off the water to the outdoor spigots. And, obviously disconnect the hoses, drain the hoses. That's a big deal. I do that while it's still kind of warm out in the fall. And I can lay them out on the blacktop driveway, let them get warm, and then drain them, and then it's easier to coil them up. If you're trying to drain the hose tonight, it's going to be probably pretty hard, even though we're above freezing at the moment. But turning off the water to the outdoor spigots is a good one. And if you don't know how to do that, they've got the little foam dealy bobs you can get at the hardware store or home improvement center. And they're little foam insulated covers that you can put over. I've heard those work, but I like to drain them and then, you know, or shut off the water inside, then open them up, make sure the water's out, then shut it, and then you're in pretty good shape. Very good tips as far as a winter prep. Another one says sea foam. I typically have used sea foams in the old pontoons, the outboard motors I've had over the years, but I would assume it would pay dividends using it in the vehicle. You certainly want to check your owner's manual before you do that. But some really, really good tips on News Talk 830 WCCO. We've got to take a break. We'll have another update on that weather. Still not snowing yet here in the cities, but it's close. And once again, we do have that winter storm warning in effect. And if you want to share any winter prep routines, certainly do that at 651-461-9226. Once again, the weather in a moment, a complete update. And we'll do a little bit more weather than normal tonight here on the Lake Show. Stephen for Henry, Chris Tubbs alongside, as always, here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
And by the way, weather brought to you by Gutman Law, Wills, Trusts, and Probate Law, GutmanLaw.com. Steve Thompson in for Henry Lake here on the Lake Show between 6 and 9. Chris Tubbs in tonight as well, our producer, and then Chris taking some of the holiday week off. I'll be back tomorrow night on a Friday night. We have a Thanksgiving special from CBS News on Thursday night. And then from Purple Insider fame, Matthew Collar in on Friday night. And speaking of the Purple, once again, a tip of the cap. And this is a little tongue-in-cheek here, folks. Because they were so bad in Green Bay on Sunday, I was able to get a couple more hours of yard work. And I think by the looks of our text line, some others share that. It's kind of like, yeah, they were bad, but I needed to get some work done. So I was able to slide out and get it done. And they were bad. And it was a dreadful performance in the border battle. Yeah. I mean, I don't know about you, but this season is almost completely off the rails. Let's start with this.
Almost? It's way off the rails.
Is it over? I mean, mathematically, they're not eliminated, but it feels over. I mean, what do you think?
Yes, it's over.
It's over. Over. Okay.
I was thinking, I was going to go John Belushi in Animal House, but I'm going to refrain from that because we're not in safe harbor hours. But imagine the John Belushi rant in Animal House right here.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, in the old days, sitting in for Dark Star 9-1 just for fun, we could have done that bit, but not here in the dinner hour. We can't do that. But I think you make a good point when you look at the division, when you look at the fact that if it's not J.J. McCarthy at this point, it's Max Brosmer, who's never played a snap. Well, I mean, he has played in an NFL game, but, you know, you got two very young, inexperienced quarterbacks.
No, I mean, the snaps don't count, though. I mean, they're technically snaps, but he hasn't taken any meaningful snaps.
Yeah, he hasn't taken the helm with the game on the line. Here's the thing. I think there is a tendency right now, and you see a ton of it on social media, to say, J.J. McCarthy is terrible, he's a bust, and you start there. There's, I think, a ton of blame to go around. So there's that concept, is it over? You know, the idea that they're going to be able to run the table and get into the playoffs seems insane to me. That here we are, coming up on Thanksgiving, where they're at, what they've got remaining. I don't see that.
No.
But it does get to a point where who to blame. And I think it's maybe the ultimate team game. And I think there's a lot of blame to go around. Front office, the coaching staff, the players, including J.J. McCarthy, is not without blame. And then you've got some of the intangibles like injuries. And I don't think this team did any favors that you were breaking in a young quarterback and you had an offensive line that was not good early in the year, and that was injuries. And that isn't the coach's fault. That isn't the young quarterback's fault. And then beyond that, you get into a situation where they haven't played particularly well. And Sunday being an example, and the injuries start to mount, and it becomes a spiral. I think confidence in sports, even at the pro level, is underrated. And it usually takes a player or two. A great example is the Minnesota Wild. They lost, and you can look it up. I did it this morning sitting in for Henry on the morning news with Vanita. The Wild lost 6 games in regulation in October. And they were on the brink of being buried. Here in November, they've lost 1 game in regulation. Otherwise, every game they've at least had a point, and they're on a roll. And now they're getting great goaltending. Wallstedt and Gustafson are terrific. They've been flat out, lights out, and the team is feeding off that, and they're playing great hockey, and they're shooting up the standing. So a huge turnaround from October to November. Now, what does that have to do with the Vikings? I think they got off to such a tough start with a beat-up offensive line. And the one thing I do know, Chris Tubbs, you are not – I don't care who the quarterback is. It could be Peyton Manning in his prime, Tom Brady in his prime, John Elway in his prime, Dan Marino. Just go back through time and all the great quarterbacks. Even here, Fran Tarkenton, Hall of Fame quarterback, when he retired, owned all of the big – forward pass numbers in the record book. And now those have been easily surpassed. My point being is, what did they generally have? Very good offensive lines in front of them. So out of the gate, they didn't have that. And then you had McCarthy. McCarthy got hurt. And then you brought in Carson Wentz, who's a journeyman at this point. And we know what happened to him. He got killed and was injured for the year. So there's plenty of blame to go around. So I think it's just way too simple to say Kevin O'Connell and J.J. McCarthy have let us down. I think it goes beyond that. There's blame to go there for sure. Did Kevin O'Connell overestimate what J.J. McCarthy was capable of at this point in the year? Has J.J. McCarthy regressed? Has he made bad throws and bad decisions? Absolutely. But there's a lot of other blame to go around.
There is, and you know, to your point, Steve, I think last week for the first half was the first time all year that the Vikings had their projected starting five in the lineup at the same time. Because week one, Christian Darrisaw wasn't there. You know, and then a couple weeks out of that, Ryan Gelly gets hurt, and then Brian O'Neill misses some time, Donovan Jackson, yada, yada, yada. So you're rotating this in.
Yep.
But even with that, and I'm a big believer, and I've said it here numerous times, that I think you have to really give this a little bit of time before you can figure out what it is that you've got. I'm not willing to throw the baby out with the bathwater, but I do think there are some concerns and some questions that have to be asked. You know, number one, because if this is a mess, if you have sunk if this is a sunken cost, a sunken pick, hypothetically worst case scenario with J.J. McCarthy, then you need to figure out your way out of it. And the question for me is, do you look at everything in the assets that Kwesi has put together over the years and figure out, well, the draft percentage is, you know, less than 50%? Or do you look at KOC and say, you know what, maybe he's good with veteran quarterbacks, but he hasn't had a young guy that he's really had to mold? Maybe KOC can't do it. I'm not saying that he can't, but I think the more that we go along, and now JJ is going to be out for 2 weeks. He's going to have 3 weeks at the end of the year. You know, let's say Max Brosmer plays competently, and then what happens? Like, J.J. McCarthy's your guy. Your entire regime was based on picking a franchise quarterback last year. That has not worked out. So I think that there's a lot of questions that I feel we have the right to ask those.
Yeah, and I think there was that speculation about Brosmer and what we saw in the preseason. And I mentioned this to Benita this morning on the morning news. Brosmer looked good in the NFL preseason. So that needs to be taken with a gigantic grain of salt. You have very few frontline starters playing in those games. For instance, he wasn't opposing frontline starters on the defense. I think the speed of the game. Now, I'm not saying he can't do it. I'm not saying that, you know, all of a sudden Brosmer is going to come in and they're going to roll off six in a row and get into the playoffs, and he's going to get hot, and it's going to be a Cinderella story like we've never seen in these parts. But on the J.J. McCarthy front, here's maybe my biggest concern at this point in time. How many games has he missed with injury?
Yeah, it's going to be
2024, entire lost season.
Yep.
Now, you can be accident prone. He missed the entire season. How many games has he missed already in the concussion protocol?
He's going to probably miss two. So, and that's the thing. You've only got three more weeks than after that with J.J. McCarthy. You got two with Max Brosmer. And I told Henry this last night, Steve. I think the biggest concern for the Vikings, or the worst case scenario, is that you get to the end of the season and you still don't know what you've got with J.J. McCarthy. You need to know what you've got with J.J. McCarthy, because if it's sunken cost, and I don't want to believe it is, I still want to give this thing some time, but you can't, can you go through one more year of this? I don't know that you can.
Yeah, and that begs the question. I would assume right now there's already scheming on what veteran quarterback might be available in the offseason.
Oh, my God. I've already heard Mac Jones. I've heard Mac Jones like three or four times already.
Yeah. So I think, you know, Wentz, they brought him, but they brought him in late. They brought him in very late. And I just think that the general manager and the head coach opened themselves up to a lot of criticism. And I think it is fair to put it out there and say, okay, now we've got to question their judgment if they felt this guy was ready and what was that based on, you know? And that's certainly fair. But I also think you have to look at both sides of the ball and special teams. There have been, you know, outside of maybe the kicker, they've been pretty good this year. But when you're pointing out the kicker as being like one of the bright spots, they invested way too much money in this team.
Well, especially the offensive line.
And created way too many expectations for the team to be in reality this bad. Sunday in Green Bay was bad. I mean, that was, and this is not a great Green Bay team.
No, it's not. This is not one of the strongest Green Bay teams that we've seen, for sure.
Yeah, and the weather wasn't a gigantic factor.
There were no issues why JJ should have, why everything should have struggled, why everything happened the way that it did.
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of question marks about McCarthy going forward. I agree with you. They got to figure out, or they've got to try and figure out in the games remaining, do they have anything? Is there any signs of progress? Is there any light at the end of the tunnel? Or is it kind of like, I'm not sure, you know? I just don't think with what they've got invested in certain players, if they can just afford to run this back next year.
Yeah, that's the big problem. And I think this also shows, Steve, and I put this on there, is like, I think this shows how fragile this plan was, because we're all thinking best case scenario. I don't think anybody was anticipating that it was going to fall apart as drastically as it has, but that just shows you just how sensitive like this whole concept was. And it really shouldn't be that way, because we've seen other teams do it, but for whatever reason this year it has not worked for the Vikings.
Yeah, and what's crazy is it's an age-old story in the NFL. Highly touted draft picks come in. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. You know, Darnold, third overall pick, bounced around, came here, had one good year, really stunk in Week 17 in Detroit, and wasn't good. And it wasn't 100% of his fault in the playoffs against the Rams. Got a big deal, doing pretty well in Seattle. I just think the whole quarterback thing is a complete roll of the dice, especially with these young guys. Quick break. We'll come back. More Lake Show. Steve and Chris here on a Tuesday night. News Talk, 830-WCCO. We have that winter storm warning in effect until 9 tomorrow morning. Here in the cities, for the most part, it is still light rain, fog, misty. But the snow is kind of pushing in from the north. It is creeping in on the heart of the metro area. Wright County, northern Anoka County, and the winds are going to continue to crank up. So we will see snow, and it looks like 4 to 8 in this quick hitter overnight tonight. And Chris Schaefer brought it up this morning, and I thought it was pretty good on the morning news with Vanita. He does that live hit at 7:35. It's always entertaining. He's a huge rock and roll guy, and it's always fun to hear his stories, so on and so forth. But he said the timing has kind of worked out because, you know, people were able to do their evening commute, stop at the store, stock up on food for the next 2 to 3 weeks. I'm kidding. It was busy, and I know there's Thanksgiving on Thursday. I stopped at the store to pick up a few things. More on Thanksgiving dinner following the news and weather at 7. But once again, the rain is going to change over to snow tonight, and then it's going to be out of here Forecast says very windy overnight, a low near 26. Then tomorrow, chance of snow, but mainly before 7 a.m., so it's going to move out of here. And cloudy and a high near 29. It is warming out for the MnDOT crews and all the local crews. I think they're going to be a pretty good job. I think the morning commute will be okay. And then certainly by midday and afternoon, no problem. And then colder, partly sunny, 27. Thanksgiving Day, Friday, partly sunny and 26. Looks like some snow maybe on Friday night and Saturday. And then on Sunday, really cold. Highs only in the teens Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So it's going to feel like January in these parts. But once again, light rain, fog drizzle, most of the metro area. The heaviest rain east of the St. Croix in Wisconsin now. And the snow creeping in kind of from the north and the west as the storm continues to slide through here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. 40 degrees. By the way, Wild, they are idle tonight. They get back at it on Wednesday night. They'll be in Chicago to play the Blackhawks. And then that Black Friday matinee, they get the high-flying Colorado Avalanche. They've dropped one game in regulation so far this season. It is extraordinary. And then the Timberwolves, who've blown two games in a row in Phoenix and Sacramento, they're in OKC tomorrow night. That'll be tough. I've heard the Thunder are pretty good. We have the news and weather in a moment.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.